Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message. So, shall we start? So today, this is a question from John. And I'm not sure if you're watching, John, but I'll say hello. Hopefully we'll be at some point. And John says, what is your secret to moving in power? Now, I do get asked that quite often because I love to demonstrate God's power everywhere I go. You probably know that. And people want to know what is the source of the power and what is your secret. Well, I have to say, hi, Denise. I have to say that it's not just one secret. There are lots of secrets, if you want to call them secrets, to moving in power. And there are secrets and mysteries hidden in God, and the Holy Spirit, he's the one that helps us discover them. Obviously, you know, it's all hidden in his word, and a lot of it's not really hidden, but he likes us to press into him and really get to know the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who shows us and reveals to us the deep things of God. So we just pray right now, we ask you, Holy Spirit, would you come and would you reveal these mysteries, these secrets of heaven to us, the things, Lord, that you have stored up for us to know in these days. We ask that you, well, we thank you already that you are revealing them to us, but we ask that you would reveal them more and more, and that we would get that revelation, we'd really get it and understand it and apply it to our lives, because we need to, don't we? We really need to know what God is saying, what is available to us, the power that we can move in through Jesus, and we want to be moving in that power. So these are just some of my thoughts, some of the things the Lord's been showing me, and obviously I don't know everything. we all have the mind of Christ together. So, but this is what the Lord's been showing me. So John says, what is your secret to moving in power? Now, one of the secrets is understanding the power of agreement. If you can really understand, and I don't fully understand this, but if you can really understand the power of agreement, this has the potential to change your life. Seriously. I mean, it really does. So let's start with this. God's plan for your life is good. God has a good plan for your life. Can you say amen to that? He really does. He loves you, whether you believe it or not. God's chosen you and he's appointed you to be alive at this time. He wants you here. You're not a mistake. You have a role to play, and he has something that only you can do that he has got lined up for you. And it's a really good plan for your life. But Satan also has a plan, doesn't he? And his plan is to destroy our lives. He wants to steal. The Bible says he comes to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus comes to bring us full life. Life in all its fullness and abundance. And that's what we want. Now, have you heard about a guy called Job? I guess many of you have. If you read the Bible, you will see there's a chapter in there on this guy called Job. And he was around. Hi, Mary Sue. Good to see you on here. Job was around thousands of years ago. And he was a very blessed guy, and he was an upright man, the Bible says, and he was a good man, and he was known in a wide area as being somebody that was wealthy and well respected. He had virtually everything that you could want. He had wealth, he had servants, he had family, and he was enjoying his life. He was very blessed. And one day, and it's kind of weird this story, but one day the Bible says that Satan actually starts chatting or talking to God on this day. And God is saying to Satan, look at my servant Job. You know, he's a good man and he worships me, he praises me. And Satan says, well, I'm not surprised, because look, you've blessed him in all these different ways. And, you know, if you were to remove all those good things from his life, he would just curse you. That's what Satan starts saying to God. So God actually allows Satan to remove things and as we said before, Satan comes to steal, kill and destroy. And God allowed Satan to wipe out some of Job's family, or basically his family, his children, his livestock, took his wealth, his servants. He was, I mean, everything was taken away from Job. He had nothing left. And yet he still praised God. But Satan then, God says to Satan, you can do what you like, but do not kill him. So Job ends up without anything, and he has all these painful sores all over his body from head to toe. He's covered in these painful sores. And he's sitting there, and his friends start talking to him. You can read this in the book of Job. So you might be able to relate to this. Anybody watching, can you relate to things going wrong in your life? And you just think you think you're doing your best. You're a good person, just like Job. You're doing all the right things, and yet somehow something goes wrong. Either you get sick, or somebody else in your family gets sick, or your finances dry up, or somebody dies in your family, a loved one. Just things come against you, and you're just thinking, what is going on? That's just how Job was feeling. He couldn't get any worse than Job. Everything was gone, and he was in a lot of pain as well, and disfigured from all these sores, I'm sure. Now, when something like this happens to you, when things happen, sometimes you might have a time where not just one thing happens, but it's like everything seems to happen at once. And sometimes we go through that, don't we? I know we've had times like that where everything just that could go wrong seems to go wrong, and you don't know why, and you're saying, why, God, why is that going on? Well, I've got some keys for you that are really going to help you in this. And basically, you have a choice. So when things go wrong, which they do, don't they? Let's face it, we're all living in this earth, and things go wrong. Things come against us. But when they do, you have a choice as to what to do about it. And what you come into agreement with is so, so important. And I can't stress this enough, that you have the choice to come into agreement with Satan's plan for your life, which is to steal from you and to destroy your life and to kill you. Or you can come into agreement with God's good plan for your life, which is to bless you. He's got a hope and a good plan, plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future, a good future. But you have to decide who you're going to agree with. And this is really important. Now, in, Job chapter 3, verse 25, this is really interesting because we're reading through Job. We get to chapter 3. And this is what Job actually says out loud. He says, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. Now, that's interesting. So all this bad stuff is happening to Job. He's a good man. And yet he's actually saying, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded is happening to me. Now, that is a key for us. We can learn from this. It's really important to get this. So when bad things are happening, we have a choice. Who are we going to come into agreement with? Is it going to be Satan and his bad plan for our life, or is it going to be God's good plan? Now, very often Satan comes to us through evil spirits that work for Satan, okay? So you might have an evil spirit come to you, and you might not realize. Very often evil spirits, they come against us, but we don't always realize it's an evil spirit. Sometimes we just think it's our own thought. Sometimes it could be a symptom in your body or in a loved one's body or something happening. It's circumstances or a thought in your mind that is happening. And it might look to be a fact that you have a lump in your body that should not be there, or you have a problem with finances or relationship troubles or whatever it might be is coming against you. But that is Satan's plan for your life. And now if you start to believe that thing and come into agreement with it, it's actually empowering Satan's plan in your life. And it's very difficult to stop that until you break that agreement, which we're going to do in a short while. Now, in Matthew 18, this is interesting. In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus is talking here, and he's basically saying that if two of you on earth agree about anything, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Jesus says, if two of you on earth agree about anything, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now that's powerful. And very often we read that verse and we think, that's great. You know, we can get together in twos or in with our friends and we can pray and say, God, we're asking for this and let it be done. And we can have confidence that if we're praying according to his will in our life, that we find out through the Holy Spirit, then it will be done. However, the converse is also true. So if, and I think this happened with Job, that I think an evil spirit can come to you and put a thought or some fear into your heart or some situation into your life. Evil, it comes through an evil spirit, comes through from the enemy, not God. And if you come into agreement with that, so if you speak that out, if you start to do something that's agreeing with that situation, that health issue, whatever it is in your life, you're actually coming into agreement with that evil spirit or with the enemy. So that means that that's two of you on earth. Now listen, when Satan goes before God and he's talking to God about Job, it says that Satan was roaming the earth. He was on the earth and then he goes before God. So evil spirits, they roam the earth. Satan himself roams the earth looking for people, looking for situations that they can, they want to bring in Satan's plan. Evil spirits want to bring in Satan's plan into your life. They will attach themselves, they will speak, they'll bring symptoms. And I think with Job, that's what happened. And he actually came into agreement with that fear because he said, the thing that I feared has happened to me. It's taken place in my life. He came into agreement with Satan. And it meant that Satan was able to go from the earth to God and say, Job is in agreement with me. So, you know, God actually says, the Bible says that the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he's put into the hands of men. So that means we have authority on the earth through Jesus. So if Satan comes to you and you start, or an evil spirit comes to you, and you start believing what he's saying or showing you in your body or circumstances, then he has the ability to go to God and say, look, so-and-so is now in agreement with me. And God then says, well, you have opportunity there to do something. You're able to do something. God permits it to happen because he's given us the authority. And if we don't take that authority over the enemy that God has given to us through Jesus, then that thing can happen to us and it can take a hold of our lives. And then we're wondering, why is this thing happening? Why are all these bad things happening? And in Matthew 18 again, in verse 18, Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And what we can do is we can actually bind those things from happening. So if an evil spirit comes to you and starts whatever he's doing with your mind, you know, your thoughts, your body, your loved ones, your situation, your circumstances, you can then say, no, I'm not having that. I bind that thing from happening in my life. And instead you come into agreement with God's plan for your life and you loose that into your life or into your loved ones' lives or whatever it is that you're going for. And that is so, so powerful. And it's interesting that I got asked this question this week because I'd already started writing this in my new book that's coming out in a couple of, maybe another month or two, over the summer, let's say. It's coming out very soon, a book on healing. And I cover this and I go into detail. But I was writing that this week and I thought, wow, God's really speaking to me on this and I wanted to share that with you. Also, you know, I have mentioned before, we have a workshop coming up. We've got new dates of workshops coming up. So at the end of this month, on the 30th and 31st of May, we're actually doing a workshop in South Carolina and it's called Kingdom Authority. And we're going to look at this topic in more detail. The power of agreement is so powerful, and just what we can speak out and how our words are powerful. So we've got 30 places in total for our Kingdom Authority workshop, the 31st of May in South Carolina in Fort Mill. We've only got a few spaces left, so if you want to come in person, we'd love to have you there. Rob and myself are taking that. We will work with you solidly for 2 days, just 30 people. That's all we can take. However, we are going to do, for that one only, we're going to do live streaming. So if you can't be there in person, then live stream and watch it all if you can, because you know, we want to have you there as well, even if you can't be there in person. So if you go to probably the best website, if you go to alicecreswell.com and go to my itinerary, it'll take you through to the relevant website with all the details for the workshop. We're going to be in Texas as well. We're very excited. In June, we're going to be in Texas. So please come and see us. We're doing a workshop there. That's coming up quite soon, isn't it? All these workshops. And one in July in Somerset in the UK. We've got more details and more dates we're going to add soon as well. So how are you all doing? Are you all okay? We kind of get in that revelation because, well, I just pray right now that God just speaks to you, because I'm not very good at kind of getting things across, not the way that the Holy Spirit does. So I ask the Lord that you would use my words, that you would use your scriptures, Father God, and I pray for all of those watching right now, that you would open their eyes, and mine too, and our ears, and our hearts, just to see and to hear and understand everything that you are revealing to us at this time, because we want to really move in power and authority, and we don't want to live like we've lived before. We're fed up, really. Who's fed up of just living under your circumstances, things happening, and you have no control over them? But actually, through Jesus, through submitting our lives to Jesus, and what he did on the cross for us, we can actually take authority that he gives us, and we can move in power in our own lives and in other people's lives too. So shall we pray together? Would that be a good idea? Because I think it'd be good for us just to ask God to forgive us for coming into agreement with things. So I know some of you have like ill health, you've got things, you're in pain, you've got disabilities, some of you have cancer, you have things coming against you physically or your loved ones, or problems, any kind of problems, relationship, marital, financial, looking for a job, things like that. And really, you know, I think it would be good if we can just recognize and just say, Lord, I'm sorry for actually coming into agreement with the plans of the enemy in my life. And then we'll pray together. Is that okay? Would you like to do that? So why don't we just ask the Holy Spirit to show us right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would show us, just shine your light into our hearts and just highlight to us anything that we've come into agreement with that is from the enemy, that is not your will. And just show us those things, Father. We don't want to be praying against your will. So we want to know from you, Holy Spirit, what is it that I have come into agreement with that is from the enemy? So as you're saying, say it out loud if you can, as you're speaking that out or praying that out, then just allow him to show you. And usually the first sort of things that come into your mind or things that pop into your head, you might suddenly feel a pain in your body or something and you think, oh yes, I've got that thing that needs dealing with. Just that's the Holy Spirit showing you that you've come into agreement with the enemy's plan over that. So now we're going to pray out together. We're going to say, Father God, please will you forgive me for coming into agreement with Satan's plan for my life, specifically, and then just tell him exactly what it was that you've come into agreement with. Maybe you've got ill health and you are speaking out, you're telling people what you've got and you're not getting rid of that thing, or you're taking medication for something that you shouldn't be or you don't need to be. Now, I'm not saying don't take your medication. I'm saying that it can be you come into agreement with something by taking medication. So you need to talk to your doctor before you do anything. But just recognize what it is that you've come into agreement with. Maybe fear has come in, just like Job. You know, he said, the things that I feared have happened to me. So if you've begun to fear, maybe there's like a generational thing in your family and you've feared it. It could be an addiction or some disease or whatever. And you've got that thing in your mind making you feel like that might happen to me or my family, or that is fear from the enemy. It's a spirit of fear. And if you come into agreement with it, it empowers it in your life. And actually things can start taking place in your life that we're not going to, but because you've got that fear and you're coming into agreement with the spirit, the evil spirit of fear, that thing will start happening. So you want to break agreement. So Father, forgive us for coming into agreement with spirit of fear, the lying, deceiving spirits, Satan's plan for my life. Forgive me for coming into agreement with those things. And I break them off right now. You can say that too. I break them off in the name of Jesus. I renounce Satan's plan for my life. Specifically, and then just name it and shame it. Just speak it out. The lie that such and such is going to happen to me, or the lie that I have got such and such, or that I'm never going to amount to much, or I'm not going to be able to pay my bills, or whatever it might be. Just renounce those lies of the enemy and break agreement with the enemy over those things. Just speak it out now in the name of Jesus and say, I come into agreement with God's good plan for my life. And I agree that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I agree with Jesus in Luke 10, where he says that he's given us, it's Luke 10, 19, Jesus says, I give you authority and power over all, over evil spirits, so scorpions and snakes and sicknesses, that all means, and over all the power of the enemy. So say, I come into agreement with Jesus when he says that he's given me power and authority over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall harm me. And I declare that in the name of Jesus. I declare that for you right now as you're watching. And just as you're speaking these things out, just tell those things to go. So we tell sickness to go. Anything in your body that needs to go, you just tell it to go right now in the name of Jesus. Just say, go in Jesus' name. Pain, go. And we just, I release the healing power of Jesus. You just receive it into your body. The power of Jesus over your finances, your relationships, your health, your family's well-being, and receive it now in Jesus' name. Wow. So make sure you let me know what happens, because as you're doing these things, you will find that this can really change your life. So look out for my book coming out very soon on healing, which has more of this in there. Come to our workshops if you can. If you can't, then do live stream. Go to alicecreswell.com for more details. And we hope to see you soon. Okay, see you next time. Bye for now. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.